Officials are now in the process of deciding the best way to facilitate construction of a new bypass on Highway 70 in Lenoir County with the least amount of impact to a historical Civil War battleground site. Lenoir County Commissioner J. Mac Daughtry is also chairman of the Lenoir County Transportation Committee. He says the highway project is intended to make travel to the coast quicker and transport of goods across the state easier.
Kinston Highway 70 bypass is part of a series of bypasses, including Goldsboro, which will be finished July 2015, Havelock, which is within a year or so of getting started on construction, the Kinston bypass, and eventually a New Bern bypass.
Daughtry is also the vice chairman of the Highway 70 Corridor Commission, which monitors all projects along the highway from Raleigh to the coast. He's been working with the DOT to create a single bypass in Lenoir County that would start in LaGrange and will exit the east side of the county near Dover. According to the Department of Transportation, of the 17 routes that are proposed, five run through the site of the Battle of Wise Fork, fought in 1865. Several Union armies scattered across eastern North Carolina were combining forces with Major General William T. Sherman before meeting Confederate opposition in Kinston. Local historian Lonnie Blizzard sets the scene.
The Wise Fork Battle, really, as Sherman was marching across the South and coming into North Carolina, the Confederates were trying to rally their troops, I guess, and keep the ones from the eastern part of the state, the Wilmington, New Bern area, from getting inland to join forces with Sherman as he moved up towards the center part of the state, Raleigh-Goldsboro area.
The Wise Fork battle culminated in Kinston being captured by Union forces when Confederate General Braxton Bragg, facing three Union armies, retreated across the Neuse River. Nearly 26,000 troops were involved in the conflict, making it the second largest battle in North Carolina during the Civil War. Lonnie Blizzard is the president of the nonprofit organization Lenoir County Battlefield Commission, dedicated to preserving local historic sites and battlefields.
If they would pick the right route and not go through a battlefield, that'd be the best case scenario. But if they do go through where the battle, some portion of the battle took place, and it is a field that's lost its historical integrity, you know, I personally don't see a major problem with it.
If the Transportation Department decides to locate the bypass on the battlefield, Blizzard thinks they should provide funds to help restore another area on the site.
I can see it can be a positive. It's just a matter of using common sense and working with the DOT and the route that a road would take to have the least damage, if there's going to be any damage, mitigate for it.
With the possibility of proposed bypass routes potentially impacting the battlefield, Lenoir County Commissioner Daughtry says it's impossible to keep development from encroaching on the site because the area is so large. The battlefield is estimated to be 5 to 7 square miles.
You can't protect the whole battlefield because if you did, we'd have a dilemma because there already exists on that battlefield because of the size and scope of the Wise Fork battlefield. You'd have to take up existing Highway 70 in Lenoir County on the south, and you'd have to take up existing Highway 258 because both of those already exist and run through the Wise Fork battlefield.
But not all the impacts of the bypass may be negative. Daughtry says if the DOT decides to build a bypass on the battlefield, it could bring greater visibility to the historical significance of the site.
You can always look at things from two standpoints. You can say, oh my gosh, it's coming through and we don't want it running through the battlefield. But you also can take a look and say, if the preservation, local preservation folks come in and sit down with us and say, hey, let's partner with DOT. If we're going to run it, if it's going to come through here, let's take advantage of this opportunity and let's advertise, let's put the signage up, make sure that when folks come through here, they understand where it is, the significance of it.
With the many different interests, including Department of Transportation, Lenoir County officials, and historical preservation, it takes time to work through the details of the project and reach a compromise. Currently, an environmental impact study is underway. The results are due in the next year. In 2015, DOT hopes to identify a preferred alternative and hold public meetings. Construction could start between the year 2017 and 2020. I'm Jared Brumbaugh.